This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and International Dawn Chorus Day is approaching us on the 3rd of May. But how can you identify different birds using their song? We're joined today by Beth Dean, a wildlife expert from the RSPB, to get some tips. Hi, Beth. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Amelia. Thank you for having me.
So, on May the 3rd, many different birds will be singing to attract a mate and defend their patch. Can you give us an overview of some of the birds that will be present on the day?
So there are many species that take part in the Dawn Chorus, and lots of them are doing it because they're protecting their territory and attracting those mates. So you'll have your thrushes, including your blackbirds and song thrush, to your warblers, such as the chiffchaff and blackcap. Your little wrens definitely will be shouting to the rooftops, to finches, to tit species. It's a huge variety of birds that you can hear.
And where will the birds be singing from? Are they all up in the trees? Are they in different areas of greenery? Whereabouts will they be?
Again, this is a huge variety depending on what vegetation the birds like to be in. So your chiffchaffs, you'll likely hear from above because they like to be in the tops of trees. Wrens typically like to be close to vegetation, so they might be atop of a hedge or some shrubs. You know, if they're nesting in your garden, if you're lucky enough, you'll be hearing birds in your garden or your neighbour's garden or your local park. You know, if it's not too far away, you'll still be able to hear that.
And what are some of the birds that are easiest to recognise just from their song?
Might make a little bit of a fool of myself, but here we are. So the chiffchaff is one of our wonderful migrant birds, and I find that these are very easy to identify because they're singing their name, and they make 3 to 4 short, simple notes, but in a very tick-tock-like rhythm. So it's chiffchaff, chiffchaff. Sometimes they might sing the notes in a different order, so it might be like chiff chaff chiff or chiff chaff chaff. They're very distinguishable, and one that I personally relate to spring arriving. The wren, this small yet mighty bird, is very loud for its size, and it's the most abundant bird in the UK, so likely no matter where you are, you're very likely to hear this bird. Their song usually lasts 4 to 6 seconds, and it's a rapid fire of mixed high note trills. I think that a part of their song sounds like a machine gun, and that's how I can always recognise if it's a wren or not. The blackbird is a bird that is very territorial during the breeding season, so they do like to show off. So one that has adapted well to garden life, so very likely to hear them, and they have quite the repertoire and create a melodious sound, and each verse usually lasts 3 to 5 seconds, and it's made up of 5 to 7 main mellow notes that can leap in pitch, but they always seem to finish off with a quieter twitter or twiddle.
There are obviously so many ways that sound can help us engage in nature and enjoy the Dawn Chorus. Why do you think people should try to give audio bird watching a go?
Well, for starters, you can't always see the birds. They're either hidden or they're at a distance, and you've got a house in the way, a tree in the way, or a car in the way. So being able to ID birds by sound, it is quite the skill, and there are some birds that are a lot easier to identify than others. Some birds do like to throw you off, like the starling, for example. They can mimic other sounds of birds. Consistency is key. I find that listening to sounds repeatedly can help you learn what species is which. And often I find putting a mnemonic against a bird song, something that's relatable to you. You know, that there are some that already exist. For me, that would be the machine gun for the wren. The great tit makes a variety of sounds. Often in the birding world, if it sounds like a small songbird and you can't quite recognize it, it's probably a great tit. But they have a very famous two-syllable sound, but it sounds like they're singing teacher, 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 and they do that on repeat. One of my favourites is for the grey heron. They have a very harsh, raspy call, and if you have a pond in your garden or a small lake nearby, you might hear them. But it sounds like they're shouting Frank. So if they fly over or they, are leaving the edge of a water source, they might make this sound. But imagine someone shouting Frank. And then another one being the sedge warbler. For me, it sounds like someone's got two pebbles in their hand and they're tapping them together repeatedly. So it's finding something that you can relate to, I think will help you memorize and remember what bird you're listening to.
Absolutely, and the RSPB have so much information about different UK birds, and they have their bird song so that people can practice. Where can people go to learn more about their favourite birds and get into birding?
So, if people are wanting to learn more about bird song, I find the RSPB website has individual species web pages, and on them there are song recordings that you can listen to on repeat. There are sound identifying apps that are not always 100% reliable but can be useful. So, if you or you have someone around you that can help you with this, then definitely make use of them. There are events held by conservation charities, and usually they're accessible events, and you can go to and be part of a group and do a nature walk or a nature listening session. So, yeah, if you've got any near you, definitely make use of them.
Well, thank you so much, Beth Dean from the RSPB, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. Thank you to everyone who recorded these lovely bird songs. To learn more about the individual birds, their songs, and the credits for the recordings, go to www.rspb.org.uk.